This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I think a lot of us love blood sports. Well, get this. Check out this headline. Major medical associations feud over diabetes guidelines. Woo! It's on. Oh, it is on. When you have medical associations feuding, it gets ugly. We are talking, have you guys ever seen doctors fight? I have never seen, you know, a doctor go after another doctor, right, in, like, a fist fight. But we're very subtle when we get it on, okay? And I'm not saying get it on like lovey-dovey get it on. I mean, when we are, like, ready to, like, you know, take each other down. Okay, first, we got these white coats, and we don't want to get our coats all bloody. So you got to take off the coat. And once you take off the coat, that's when everybody around you knows that the poop is going to hit the fan. Now, it stinks because, you know, we have our phone and we have our keys, etc. And so when a doctor gets ready to fight, they take off the white coat. Because of our training, right, we go, okay, wait a second here. Let me hand my coat to somebody. Because I don't want it on the ground and getting dirty, because that's the code I take care of with patients. So the other guy that you're fighting is like, yeah, same thing. So they find a nurse to hold their coat. You know, they find a pretty female nurse, and we women are like, really, really? And the nurse is like, are you kidding me? I got to hold your coat. And the doctor's like, yeah, you got to hold my coat, you know, because I got to put it on. I got to keep it clean. Can you please keep it clean? All right, and the nurse is like, okay, that's fine. Okay, then the doctors get back getting ready to fight. They go, whoa, wait a second, I got my keys in there. I also got a reflex hammer. Okay, make sure I don't lose any of those. Yeah, and then the other doctor goes, that's a good idea. Can you make sure that nothing's going to fall out of my pockets when you hold it? Can you hold the coat like this? So then the doctors will stop and tell the nurse how to hold their coat. The nurse is like, you have got to be kidding me, okay? You guys are idiots. Can I take care of the patient, please? I know more about what's going on, and they do. Doctor's like, no. Now the doctors put up the dukes, and they go, wait a second, I got my stethoscope. I don't want to damage my stethoscope because I got a patient with a heart murmur. Then, you know what, I got one with CHF. Oh, really? What kind? Stage 4 CHF? Well, I got a dilated cardiomyopathy. Oh, well, you know what, my CHF patient can't cure cardiomyopathy patients. Alright, okay, let's put down the stethoscope. So now they put down the stethoscopes. Okay, so now they're ready to put up their dukes. Okay, now, men, male doctors, they're a lot of times in a tie, you know, and in a nice button crisp up shirt. They may have pits, but that's okay. So they're like, I gotta loosen the tie. Because again, my patients need to see. I swear, this is what happens when doctors fight. I'm not lying. So then, like, okay, wait a second, let me loosen the tie, let me loosen the shirt. All right, so they loosen the tie, loosen the shirt. Like, okay, you know what, why don't I take off the tie? Okay, now some of the nurses are like me. If I was in there, I'd be like, oh, hell yeah. Yeah, take off the tie, take off your shirt. So I'd be like screaming, take off your shirts. Doctor's like, you know what, that could be good. All right, so now we got two male doctors. About to fight, taking off their shirts. Okay, now we're kind of liking this. Now we're entertained. Okay, I have no problem holding your shirt as long as it's not sweaty. Okay, but then one doctor goes, wait a second. Is that an extra supernumerary nipple that you have? No, that's not a nipple. Well, you know, it looks like a skinly. It looks like something that needs to be biopsied. Really? So then the one doctor goes up to the other doctor. And the doctor's like, wait, let's examine this. Hold on a second. Can somebody get me my white coat? So now the nurse comes back with a white though, because he's got a pen light in there, and he examines. He goes, you wonder what that does look like, a lesion. Maybe it's a squamous cell carcinoma. Maybe it's a nipple that you don't know of, but this has got to be biopsied. Really? Well, I don't know where to go to. Well, you can come to me. You can be my doctor. I'd love to be a doctor. Let me take care of that for you. Okay, all right, so when we're done with the fight, we could do that. Okay, so now they go back. The nurse goes back with the coat. I'm still sweating, right, because we have all these men with no shirts on. And now the guys are ready to put up their dukes. Okay, then as they start to approach each other, the doctor's like, okay, wait a second. I cannot have a periorbital fracture or a fracture of my zygomatic arch. Okay, so you know what? We'll avoid the upper face. Got it. Okay, now they're going, oh, no, you know what? But my mandible. Can you please avoid the mandible? Because I got sleep apnea and I need my CPAP. Okay, I dig you. That's fine. I'll avoid the mandible. Okay, good. Be careful. I don't want you to hit me in the neck because I have some cervical issues and I got some somatic dysfunction in the neck. You know what? Good point. We'll avoid the neck. Okay, now let's go. All right, so we're going to hit. No. Wait a second. The chest. Got to avoid the chest. Why? Well, I just don't. I'm worried because I think I'm going to need a pacemaker. You need a pacemaker too? Well, yeah. So we're all sitting there waiting for this fight to happen, and these doctors are just too busy trying to avoid certain vital body parts. Now they're good to go, right? Because one of us is like, you idiot. Okay, who said that? He did. Okay, so now they're ready to go. Now they're starting to get all sweaty. Now they're kind of walking around and, you know, staring each other down and putting up their dukes. And then one throws a punch, and it's going to be one because the other doctor's going to be scared. They're going to be like, well, you know, I took the Hippocratic Oath, said do no harm, so I don't want to lose my license. So the other guy will hit first. And he's like, oh, my gosh, did I just violate the Hippocratic Oath? And we're like, oh, you just violated the Hippocratic Oath. You did harm. Well, no, it's do no harm to a patient, idiot. Yeah, but you said he was going to be your patient because you were going to biopsy his nipple. Oh, no. So now they go, well, wait a second. All right, so now the other guy goes, you want to know what? To heck with the Hippocratic Oath. I'm going to beat your butt. So he throws a punch, and all of a sudden that doctor goes, whoa, oh, oh. And the first doctor goes, what happened? It's like, I think I tore my rotator cuff. You can't tore your rotator cuff. That's more of a chronic injury. Yeah, you're being a wussy. No, I really think I tore something. Well, maybe it's a biceps tendon tear. So then the doctor diagnoses the other guy. And by now, all of us watching are like, no, this. Watching the nipple get biopsied would have been a lot more fun. So doctors fighting, it's not as much of a blood sport as you think. It's kind of ridiculous. But when we get back, we'll talk about what these major medical associations are doing and why they're getting their panties all up in a bunch. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had 2 paychecks instead of 1? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a major medical association yesterday suggested that doctors who treat people with type 2 diabetes can relax a little bit with their sugar levels, could relax and set less aggressive blood sugar targets. But medical groups that specialize in diabetes sharply disagree. And that's why it's on. They're like, oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. The other group was like, well, hell yeah. Anyway, half a dozen medical groups have looked carefully at the best treatment guidelines for the 29 million Americans who have type 2 diabetes. and they have come up with somewhat differing guidelines. So the American College of Physicians has reviewed those guidelines to provide its own recommendations. And the American College of Physicians, there's kind of some bad butts, and there's some bad, they're tough hombres. So they publish their recommendations in the Annals of Internal Medicine. And they have decided that less stringent goals are appropriate for your hemoglobin A1C. Now, according to Dr. Jack Endy, president of ACP, he says there are harms targeted with overzealous treatment or inappropriate treatment found on A1C targets. And for that reason, this is not the kind of situation where the college could just sit back and ignore things. Oh, now he's getting tough. So the ACP represents internists, and they recommend that doctors aim for an A1C in the range of 7 to 8%. Not the lower levels that other groups recommend. Now, remember, the hemoglobin A1C is basically a test looking at how sugary your blood cells are. Sugar sticks. So they could tell, based on that number, how many blood cells have sugar on them, or how high your sugar could possibly be. There's actually a correlation between your hemoglobin A1C and sugar level. I used to be able to do it really well, you know, where I'd be like, well, if your hemoglobin A1C is about 8, you're probably in the 150s. If your hemoglobin A1C is 9, you're probably close, 9 to 10, you're probably close to the 200s, 225s, or whatever. So there was a way where we could kind of correlate it, even though you're not supposed to. And with hemoglobin A1C, when I was in school, you wanted it in the 7s, so back in the 90s. And then they said, oh, no, that's too high. We need to get your hemoglobin A1Cs down into the 6s. And then, a few years back, they said, no, we got to get it below 6.5, below 6. We need to get your hemoglobin A1C in the 5s. And, you know, some of us doctors are like, okay, that's kind of strict and that's kind of hard to do. But I get it, because we have too many people that are pre-diabetic. They say one-third of us are pre-diabetic. So if one-third of us are pre-diabetic, meaning on our way to diabetes, maybe we do need to, you know, make things more strict. But the American College of Physicians says no. For people who already achieved a lower level, consider de-intensifying treatment. That is reducing one of the medications, stopping a medication, to allow the A1C to be between 7 and 8. Now, for those of us that manage diabetes, yeah, our panties are all up in a bunch, because we're like, wait a second, you're telling me a 7.9 is okay? That person is not in good diabetes control. Some studies have shown that people who have aggressively pushed to lower their blood sugar are at somewhat higher risk of premature death. People also suffer from low blood sugar as a result of aggressive treatment. Yes and no. There's a way to treat somebody and have them hover in the right normal range without having major drops of their sugar. Now, Valerie Pennington, disgrace. She's a special needs teacher, according to NPR, who lives in Odessa, Missouri. And she was diagnosed in her mid-40s with diabetes and put on aggressive treatment regimen. The nurse at school, because I was going low so much, made me get an alarm clock. Otherwise, she says she didn't realize when she was about to faint. At one point, one of the children actually had to save me because I had just zoned out. Pennington also had trouble losing weight because one of the drugs she took for diabetes often leads to weight gain. Okay, now, whoa. Okay. She was diagnosed with diabetes in her mid-40s. To me, that can mean it might have been a more aggressive type. And when you have an aggressive type of diabetes, we do need to be aggressive with treatment. Absolutely. So she said the upside for her is that once she was off the drug, she shed 100 pounds, and has been able to keep her blood sugar in the normal range. She says her general practice doctor wasn't fixated on a particular number for her A1C, but her ophthalmologist would always check the number because above 6.5, the chances of getting retinopathy grow. Now remember I told you guys with diabetes how the little blood vessels in your eyes can pop. One, the sugar makes them weak. Two, your body wants to take in fluid to try to neutralize all the extra sugar because it's hyperosmolar. And as it draws in more fluid, the little blood vessels can pop. So there's a chance for you to go blind because of diabetes. And you have the wrong vessel at the wrong time pop in your eye. You ruin your retina. You can't get that back. They say people with elevated blood sugar risk more than their vision, according to Dr. George Grunberger.
He was on the committee that drew up diabetes guidelines for the American College of Endocrinologists and is past president of the American Association of Endocrinologists. He says the moment your glucose goes above normal, it's incurring damage to the back of your eye, to the kidneys and to the nerves, especially in your feet. So he was stunned to see the American College of Physicians giving more weight to the risk of low blood sugar than the benefits of keeping it under control. And that's what happens. People go, well, we don't want people to go too low, so why don't we avoid it altogether? Oh, no, no, no. Okay? All right? There's a way to make sure people don't go too low, but I'm going to talk about that in a second. So he's not that happy about it. He said he was even more surprised by the suggestion to let a patient's blood sugar levels rise if the A1C is below 7%. He said that is based on misinterpretation of old studies conducted for purposes other than setting optimal blood sugar levels. So he, being an endocrinologist is a specialist in hormones. And insulin is a hormone. Endocrinologists know diabetes some of the best out of all the other specialists. Now, what does the American Diabetes Association think? Oh, they really reject the recommendation. They said, we stand by our guidelines. That's according to Dr. William Cefalu, Chief Scientific Medical and Mission Officer for the ADA. Cefalu says, for one thing, the new guidance gives short shrift, boy, that's hard with a lisp, to a new generation of drugs that are in use to control blood sugar. And these drugs do have less risk for hypoglycemia. And some have very favorable effects on body weight and other cardiovascular risk factors. Yeah, we got Byetta now. We got Invokana. We got a lot of things that shouldn't affect so much, cause such hypoglycemia. So the ACP goes, guys, these are recommendations. Okay, everybody calm down. Your doctor should make a decision based upon his best information or her best information, as well as your particular case. So now you're going to have patients go, whoa, 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 whoa. All right, I could be on less medication. What are you doing to me? Okay, here's the problem. Diabetes is worse than having high cholesterol, as far as I'm concerned. All right? I've seen people with high cholesterol and diabetes. The people with diabetes are, I mean, really behind the eight ball when it comes to heart disease. In fact, I can't say this, you know, as a fact, but I look at diabetes as almost tripling your number of cholesterol. It's that bad. It's that sticky. It's not good for you. And trust me, I like sugar. I like eating sugar. Okay? But as long as I exercise and I try to keep my sugar level, I'm not freaking out. But once I become diabetic, I'm going to freak out. All right? Diabetes is bad. And we need to bust our butts to make sure you're in tight control. Losing weight, eating less sugar, exercising, eating correct foods, having good metabolism, having good stools, eating fiber. Right? And then, you know, changing your parents, because a lot of times it's genes. I got diabetes on both sides of the family. Just a matter of time when I get it, God forbid, but it's going to happen. So we need to avoid getting diabetes or having high blood sugars at all costs. And for years, we have been told you need to get the sugars in tight control, because the better control they're in, then the better the patient will do. Now, I had a hard time managing patients in Las Vegas, because I practiced in Las Vegas, who were on insulin. Because you had patients who were half-assed, and they would not all of them, but many of them, wouldn't take care of themselves. And if you don't remember to take your insulin, or you take too much, or you don't shake it up right, or you forget that you took a dose and take another one, there could be a problem. And it got to the point where I didn't like managing people's insulin. They wouldn't come in for their regular visits. They were like, no, just refill it over the phone. I'm like, but I need to see your sugars. And there's an art to managing diabetes. So it got to the point that I wouldn't manage with insulin anymore. I would refer to the endocrinologist, and I would only manage the diabetics that I could do so with pills. Because I didn't think I could effectively prevent the hypoglycemia if I couldn't get the patient to come in and sit down with me and let me look at their numbers. If I see that you're dipping at 2 in the afternoon, I might change your short-acting dose at lunchtime, or change your longer acting dose in the morning if you're starting to dip at 2, 3 in the afternoon. There's an art to it. And I need people to be very, very diligent with what they eat and their sugars, and I need that. And so, you know, when you don't have a patient on board, I can see why some doctors are like, you know what, let's just leave them there where they're at. No, that doesn't do them any good. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Listen, 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 listen. cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of the students at the Florida shooting rampage is going to sue the school system. A lawyer for a Florida teen who was shot five times in the bloody rampage at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, being reported by USA Today, has given notice of what will be the first lawsuit filed against Broward County officials stemming from the February 14th tragedy. Anthony Borges, 15 years old, has been hailed a hero by classmates who said he was attempting to close and lock their classroom door. when he was shot twice in the torso and three times in the legs. 17 teachers, staff, and students had died that day. They say the failure of Broward County Public Schools and of the principal and school resource officer to adequately protect students, and in particular our client, from life-threatening harm was unreasonable, callous, and negligent, according to attorney Alex Ariaza in a letter. Such action or inaction led to the personal injury sustained by my client. The notice of, quote, intent to file claim was sent to the county, Sheriff Scott Israel, school superintendent Robert Runcie, and the state's financial risk management division. Now, Israel was among those who lauded his heroics of the days following the shooting. The sheriff was honored to visit Anthony Borges, 15 years old, in the hospital. Israel's office had a Twitter post showing Israel next to Anthony's hospital bed. Now, a GoFundMe account has been set up for Anthony's family. Says he's a soccer player, and he was able to save about 20 other students as the gunman drew closer. What a hero. Donations to the account has totaled over $600,000 as of Tuesday. He has undergone several surgeries, unfortunately remains unable to walk and perform rudimentary tasks. The damages to be sought in the suit will be determined later, according to the letter. According to Ariaza, by the grace of God, he's not number 18 in terms of the casualties. It's going to be a tough recovery. It's a miracle that we're even talking about recovery. So Ariaza told the Miami Herald that Anthony used skills from his Boy Scout training to fashion a tourniquet to slow his own bleeding during the attack. Still, Ariaza estimates that the medical bills are going to exceed over $1 million. Unfortunately, medical bills can bankrupt the family, and it has to be addressed. There could have been a lot more done to prevent this tragedy. It's a shame. It really is a shame to think that our kids had to jump in to save each other, to save themselves. We don't drop our kids off at school or have them drive themselves to school just to be gunned down. This is interesting. Since then, there have been tons of school shooting threats made across the country. Now, according to this one article, they talk about dozens of kids having been arrested, even a 10-year-old, all vowing to kill teachers and classmates. And a couple days after this shooting in Florida, I had heard in Nevada there were some schools where there were threats and lockdowns had to happen. So this world is going crazy. And unfortunately, you have some idiots making threats just to get the police all up and antsy. So we're being told that since gunman Nicholas Cruz had killed the 17 people on Valentine's Day, dozens of sickening other threats of similar shootings have been made across the country, students and adults, only varying their seriousness. They say in one case, a teenager killed himself in the school bathroom rather than acting out a plan to commit a mass murder. So some of us will say, all right, well, that, you know, we dodged a bullet on that one. It's still a shame that we had to have somebody kill themselves. But what is wrong why are people so angry? What is going on in their heads that they either want to kill other people or themselves? And remember I said a child who's suicidal could be at risk for being a mass shooter? Anybody that's ever attempted suicide, you've got to grill them and interview them and make sure they have the help they need. Because if they don't kill themselves, they may want to kill others. You have no idea. Not that everybody that wants to commit suicide is a mass murderer, but, unfortunately, somebody who thinks that life isn't worth living and isn't connecting with others could be at higher risk. That's all I'm saying. They said this teenager who killed himself in a school bathroom was not the only one who was able to sneak weapons onto campus. Others have been arrested after police received tips from other students that they had handguns in their backpacks. Others say they were merely trying to be funny, while one girl even used it as a ruse to shut school for the day so she could have more time to study for a test. Luckily, none of the plots we've been told have been executed, according to the Daily Mail. Many were foiled because the intended shooters publicized their plans on social media or shared photographs of themselves with guns. They said they have, however, sparked panic in many cases. Some schools have closed. Now dozens of youngsters across the country are facing felony charges. And, of course, most are not named because they are minors. Daily Mail found reports of at least 38 different incidents in 20 different states since February 14th. So Florida, still traumatized by the Parkland shooting, have had, I believe, 8 threats since then. Among the most sickening involved images posted on social media by a girl, a 15-year-old girl, who threatened Space Coast Junior Senior High School in Cocoa. She reposted another threat made in a different state that showed a gunman holding a rifle and wearing a mask. It was captioned, "Florida Round 2 Tomorrow." The girl in Florida wrote, "I'm coming, Space Coast, watch out." Very interesting, because most of these shootings are done by boys. And we cannot underestimate and be snowed that a girl might not do the same. Another boy shared a photograph in Miami-Dade where he appeared holding a rifle. It was captioned, "Here's a fat blank you to everyone." So it was like an F you to everyone. The teen was questioned by police but not immediately charged. A more serious scenario unfolded at Palm Beach Lakes High School, where a student brought two guns to school on February 15th. He ran away when police arrived to question him, dumping the weapons on the spot. Officers had received an anonymous tip about him. He was arrested. So him bringing two guns to school the next day, that really could have been not just a display, but an actual real assault. The youngest in Florida was an 11-year-old child who flew a threatening note, slipped it under the principal's door. The note said, "I will bring a gun to school to kill all of you ugly blank kids and teachers. I will bring the gun February 16th, 2018. Be prepared, be blankets," probably witches, but rhymes with witches, okay? The child was arrested, told police she was put up to it by another girl who said she would be beaten up if she didn't. I don't know if I believe that. It's crazy. I'm looking at the way they write. Some of these look like, these are supposed to be student. Some of them look like a kindergartner wrote it. Mainland High School came under threat by a 20-year-old student who said that he wanted to be a serial killer one day and kill everyone. So people don't want to become pilots or firefighters, or cops, or doctors, or lawyers anymore. They want to become serial killers. He recorded the threat in a video. According to police in Daytona, he's believed to be mentally ill, you think? Gilchrist County School District had to close February 16th because they received a threatening email. So Texas, 6 threats have been made. They're the second highest number of threats have been in Texas. 13-year-old boy had been arrested in Arlington February 15th. He was threatening Nicholas Junior High School. He said he wanted to shoot the school with a Nerf gun. And in Plano, Texas, a 16-year-old was arrested for bringing a handgun to Plano West Senior High School. School resource officer was tipped off. Another threat made February 26th in Pasadena, where a youngster threatened Sam Rayburn High School on Snapchat. So the threat caused panic among parents. Diego Horta, 17 years old, was arrested near Rowlett High School on Tuesday with a rifle, 100 rounds of ammunition in the car. He had a Halloween mask with him, but would not say whether or not he intended to carry out mass murder when approached by police. These kids have weapons. These kids have plans. These kids have anger issues. What is going on? And, you know, you look at these, you look at their mugshots. They're babies. These kids are babies. Some of them look sad. Some of them have hate in their eye. And girls, too. Do not underestimate the girls. Washington State, there were 3 threats. One was threatened to shoot up a school while he was on a school bus. In Vermont, there were threats. Illinois, New Jersey, Arizona. So, nobody should let their guard down. There's a weird kid. Report him. I don't care. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Did you guys hear about this?
There is a lovey-dovey note that Albert Einstein wrote to a lady, and it's up for auction in Jerusalem. And according to U.S. News, for Albert Einstein, it turns out that the law of attraction was relative. Look at that. See what they do. Scientists are such geeks. Anyway, a handwritten note by the Nobel-winning scientist, written to a young woman who apparently caught his eye during a trip to Italy, was up for auction in Jerusalem today. Winners, auctions, and exhibitions said Einstein was visiting his sister in Florence, Italy, in October 1921, and learned that a young chemistry student named Elisabetta Piccini lived in the apartment upstairs. Fascinating that there was a female student in 1921, you know, in terms of, you know, women in college. That wasn't a very, very common thing back then. Then again, in Italy, they, you know, Italy, they do things differently. I don't think they're as naked as everybody says. I was in Italy. I didn't see anybody naked. Everybody goes, everybody's naked in Europe. I didn't see anybody naked. Anyway. So, this was back in 1921. And then the 42-year-old Einstein was interested in meeting the 22-year-old woman. She was the daughter of a famous chemist, but she was too shy and turned him down. Now, we don't know if it's because she didn't like his hair. You know, we don't know. But anyway, she turned him down. Maybe it's because he was old enough to be her father. Anyway, Einstein left Florence, and he left the signed note in German to the scientific researcher at whose feet I lay and sat for 2 full days as a friendly souvenir. Now, I guess the phrase to lie at somebody's feet is an expression of affection in German. Very good. Gal Wiener, chief executive of Winners, called the note outrageous. She said she didn't want to meet famous people. She was modest and he left her a note. He said, you know, nowadays the Me Too campaign, probably Einstein would have been in this campaign by leaving such a note to this lady. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That was a lovely note. Tuesday's auction, I mean, it wasn't dirty. He didn't talk about boobies. It wasn't a dirty note. What are you talking about? Anyway, Tuesday's auction also included a 1928 letter from Einstein to his colleague Hermann Muntz, in which the auction house said he laid out ideas for his third stage of the theory of relativity. There was also a photo of Einstein smoking a pipe. Last October, is it Winner or Wiener? Oh, Winners is the group, sold another Einstein letter with his thoughts about happiness for $1.3 million. She says, we've been selling Einstein items for quite a long time now. We've had tremendous success. I'd buy something of Einstein's because I collect antiques. He said, people around the world are interested in Einstein, not just the mathematical, the physical part, but also his personal life. I don't know how much of the personal I don't know how much of the personal I would be into. You know what's interesting? They say that, you know, he might have had Asperger's, that he was a little weird. Some girls really dig that. I'm looking at this 1922 letter, Albert Einstein. It's very cool. He had really nice handwriting, by the way. Very nice handwriting. I'm looking at a letter from Tokyo that he wrote. Very cool. But, you know, sometimes to be that smart, you know, people that might have been, if he was a part of the autism spectrum, they're some of the most brilliant kids, some of the most brilliant people. And so if he did have Asperger's, one aspect of that where he might have had some social inequities, he sure makes up for it with his academics and with his intelligence. And looks like he also knew how to write love letters. So he wasn't socially inept. People think, well, you know, if you're Asperger's and you're socially inept, not always. Some people with Asperger's, they may be socially inept to a society that's kind of more sorority, fraternity, say something to please each other, whatever. But in a society where we're like, you know what, I'm just going to say it like it is, that may be more the norm. You know, it's very, very interesting. You know, I come from a family where my grandmother was German, my grandfather was Austrian, they escaped the Holocaust, went to Israel, and then my father was born in Israel. So we're Israeli, and my mom was American. So you pick up the German culture, you pick up the Austrian culture. We had Russian before that. We also have some Polish, we also have some Hungary, we have a little bit of Iberian Peninsula, we got a little bit of everything. But we also have, you know, some Israeli. And it was very, very interesting when I was growing up, because my mom's side, or the more American side, it was like, okay, say please and thank you and, you know, worry about what other people are thinking. And it was, you know, even though my mom was a tough cookie, we do things differently in America. Yet the Israeli side was like, what are you wasting time? Let's just do what we need to do. And I mean, everybody gets along. You don't have to worry about everybody's feelings. We all get along. Nobody's sensitive. So you have that less sensitivity. And on some days I'm really sensitive. I'm like, oh my gosh, he said that. What does that mean? What does that mean? Or she said that, you know, is she being mean? Whatever. But then on other times I seem less sensitive. I just say it like it is. And so that's both cultures colliding. So I go to Israel for the first time and the only time thus far that I've gone. And I'm sitting there in a restaurant with my cousins. And they do speak English, because in Israel you learn two languages. You learn Hebrew and English. And so somebody banged into my chair. So, you know, it was like one of those tables where there's a bench booth and then the chairs. So I sat in the chair, you know, because, you know, you let your male relatives sit in the booth area. All right, so fine. The women are in the chairs. I get that. And so a waiter or waitress accidentally hit my chair, you know, because you're there in the aisle. So I immediately move my chair and I go, oh, sorry about that. Sorry. And my cousin goes, no, you're going to stand out. No, you don't do that. Somebody hits your chair, you give them a look, and, you know, you either leave it or you, you know, kind of re-shift. But don't be saying sorry all the time. Okay? We don't say sorry to each other. Now, what was made apparent in that culture is, one, you don't want to draw attention to yourself. Remember, in Israel, you know, everybody wants to bomb it. Israel's always in a state of defense, right? And so, you know, saying sorry, but it just kind of brings attention to you. You do what you need to do, you get stuff done, and you're aware. But you don't waste time on the little stuff. Now, I told you, when my father was in the Israeli military, and the Israeli military really looks up to the American military. The American military is phenomenal. And they think it's one of the best. But he, when he was younger, didn't understand why, when with the American military being as good as they are, why they would spend so much time on making the bed and flipping a coin on the bed and making sure you're always standing at attention and all that. You know, apparently in Israel, they would just kind of stand there and scratch themselves, okay? And I don't get that, because I've seen soldiers stand at attention. But apparently there wasn't as much training with that. And he thought maybe the reason was, one, that maybe that did help make them the best, who knows. But maybe it's because in Israel, you're always under a state of war, you know, you're always in a state of defense. So there doesn't have to be that incentive or that reminder of uniformity or that reminder of, you know, to get into line. It's a different attitude, a different culture. Whereas with America, as you see with the military, which is beautiful, there's a lot of decorum. There's a lot of ritual. There's a lot of procedure. And we have more of that. And so, you know, all of a sudden you have somebody born, and they may not be very procedural. They may not be, you know, and we're like, well, maybe they have Asperger's, maybe they have a level of autism, maybe it's just some of their culture that has some genetic, I guess, roots, where they're like, I really don't have to say please and thank you all the time. I think that's stupid. That's interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
It's about about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.